MI6 boss and Army Field Marshal, May's Brexit deal places national security in foreign hands. By Jack Montgomery on January 11, 2019. A former chief of the Secret Intelligence Service, CIS/MI6, and former chief of the defense staff have taken the unprecedented step of warning against Theresa May's worst deal in history with the EU, claiming it would place control of aspects of our national security in foreign hands. Ex-spy boss Sir Richard Dearlove joined forces with Field Marshal Lord Guthrie, a former chief of the defense staff, chief of the general staff, and commander-in-chief of the British Army of the Rhine, to pen a letter to every Tory constituency party chairman in the country, asking them to urge their MP to vote down the Prime Minister's proposed withdrawal agreement. The deal, if not defeated, will threaten the national security of the country in fundamental ways, the pair warned, before recommending a no-deal Brexit. The first duty of the state, above trade, is the security of its citizens. The withdrawal agreement abrogates this fundamental contract and would place control of aspects of our national security in foreign hands, they claimed, citing a number of EU-controlled defense and security arrangements which the Prime Minister proposes to sign up to, which they believe will undermine Britain's place in NATO and the Five Eyes intelligence sharing program with the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The spy boss and the veteran soldier said MPs should instead support a sovereign Brexit on WTO, World Trade Organization, rules, no deal, without payment of ransom, for which we now know from an heroic anonymous civil servant. The civil service is, of course, fully prepared. Sir Richard and Lord Guthrie were referring to an article penned by a government whistleblower who has been working on Britain's preparations for a no deal Brexit, who revealed that the tall tales of food, medicine, and even Mars bar shortages if the United Kingdom exits the EU cleanly on WTO terms were absolutely untrue, and that hundreds of contingency plans are in place. Project Veermark, I think three claims that we will all crash out over the white cliffs of Dover into the Channel at 11 p.m. on March 29, 2019 and wake up to certain chaos and doom. It is absolutely untrue, as anyone who, like me, has been involved in Brexit work for the past 2.5 years in Whitehall will tell you, he confirmed. Of course no-deal preparations have been made. Very detailed plans have been proposed, assessed, analyzed to death and finally agreed. He added, suggesting it is purely a political decision not to make this clear to the public and nervous backbench MPs. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.